하루하루 감금하던 수리샹그랑 Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. This episode is brought to you by Splendid Spoon. Splendid Spoon is an Ayurvedic plant-based food delivery service that delivers delicious soups, low glycemic smoothies, even khichdi nationwide. It is so good if you want to be healthy, you don't have time to cook, you don't really know how these things are supposed to taste, but you know you really want to start making lifestyle changes. And what better way than getting it delivered to your door? I absolutely love their smoothies. I love their soups. I carry them around with me. I keep them in the freezer in case like I'm hungry. I came back from a trip. There's no food. And I love how they're all plant-based too, which is something that's really important to me. My upcoming book, Eat Feel Fresh, which I'm about to tell you about, is also plant-based, meaning no ghee, no dairy, no milk, no cheese, which is really rare for Ayurvedic food. So if you want to try it out, head over to splendidspoon.com/Sahara and you'll receive 25% off your first order. And guys, it ships nationwide, any state. Amazing. I'm also so excited to share with you that my book, Eat Feel Fresh, a plant-based Ayurvedic cookbook, is now available for pre-order wherever books are sold. I'm going to be offering some special pre-order bonuses, including signed book plates, bonus recipes, unreleased podcast episodes, private webinar and workshops with me, even a private one-on-one consultation with me. I'll be offering giveaways and so much more. So all you got to do to get started with all of that is just to pre-order your book and save the receipt in your email, whether you got it on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, wherever else. So that will be your receipt to input when I have the pre-order campaign started on August 1st. And you'll then be able to receive different pre-order bonuses depending on how many books you ordered, whether it was one book, three books, five books, 10 books, 20 books, so many things I have to offer you. And I'm so excited, more importantly, for you to read this book. I went to India to shoot all of the photography in this book. This book is so close to my heart. I'm just excited to have it in your hands because it is the recipes that helped save my life when I was going through really bad hormonal imbalances, aka hormones totally turning off, digestive issues, anxiety, really, really bad Vata imbalance. And I wanted to heal myself so badly, but I didn't know what to eat. And I wanted to follow Ayurveda, but there was so much dairy and so much rice and all these spices. And I didn't want to just eat Indian food for the rest of my life. So these are the recipes that brought me out of that and brought me into balance and really just made me who I am today. So I'm just beyond honored to be able to share this with you guys. So head over to Amazon, wherever you buy your books, look up Eat Feel Fresh, pre-order it, and I'll be so honored. And I'm so excited to gift you all of the pre-order bonuses, tarot cards, templates, etc. So please, please, please pre-order, and I will be forever grateful. I also want to share with you that my masterclass with Shaman Durek, Awaken Your Powers, is now available. It is the masterclass if you want to make your voice heard and step up as a leader. It will empower you to rise up into your authentic, badass, fiery self. This book will amplify your pitta. So if you're like, oh my God, I feel like I need more pitta, more fire, more drive, like this masterclass is going to make you get up your seat and like hop on a stage and give a killer speech. Like that's what it's going to do for you. And best of all, it is online. So you can do it wherever you are. And we're going to be doing a live Q&A webinar in about 2 weeks. So this live Q&A webinar is your chance to ask your questions, ask us, you know, how did you get your first speaking gig? How did you start a business? How do I make my voice heard? How do I figure out what my message is? Wherever you are, this masterclass has something to offer you. So head over to my website, iamsaharrose.com. You will see it says Awaken Your Powers. The link is just also in this podcast bio, wherever you're listening. You can find it there. And make sure you get it. It moves, it's $35 before August 1st, and after August 1st moves up to $50 and includes the 4-part 30-minute masterclass series, as well as the live Q&A webinar, as well as a Facebook group that we are doing to support each other, cultivate tribe, you know, take this into the real world, as well as an Instagram pod we're going to be doing where you're going to follow each other, comment on each other, increase engagement, because we want this masterclass to be the start of your change, your message being taken to the next level, because we know you have so much wisdom to share. You are so wise. You are so brave. You are so smart, and the world needs to hear it. No more playing small. Like, we're done with this. No more playing small. It's time for you to do all of the things you know you are meant to do. You know you can do it. You know you're ready for it. We're just here to cheerlead you on so you can just blossom into who it is you've always been. So head over to my website or this podcast bio, Awaken Your Powers Masterclass, and I'm so excited to have you. Now, this episode I recorded in Bali, and it is all about adapting an abundance mindset. So I'm going to let the podcast speak for itself, but I basically recorded it when I walked into this insane, incredible hotel that blew my mind away, and just how really grateful I am and how much I realized that my life changed through changing my relationship with money. So if you are interested in changing your relationship with money, maybe money is like that hard, tough spot in your life where it's like, okay, I got career, I got relationships, this, but like, I'm not really making what I feel like I should be making, then this episode is for you. I'm so excited to share it with you, and I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback in the Mind Body Balancers Facebook group. Without further ado, let's dive into this episode. I am smiling to the greatest degree right now as I speak with you. I am sitting in Bali in my private villa on top of the most gorgeous hill overlooking the rice paddies, the river, the jungle, waterfalls, butterflies, koi ponds with my own private infinity pool and a beautiful canopy bed with elephant towels on my bed. And I just posted this on my Instagram story, but holy fucking shit. Like, I just walking around, there were so many times that I just wanted to burst out crying because my heart is just so full. So I'm here in Bali by myself, haven't been back here in 4 years, and holy crap, what a difference it is. So I want to talk about, you know, walking around this beautiful nature, and this is literally like Jurassic Park on crack. If I were to die and go to heaven, I would end up here. Like, it's that level of amazing. And as I'm walking around, I'm just so grateful for how hard I've worked and for making this my reality. So I wanted to talk more about today, finances and money. I was walking around and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so grateful for being here, and I just want to create more businesses. And it was the thing that was going on in my mind, because you realize that you working hard, you creating value is what brings you to places out of this world. So when I was here 4 years ago, I was broke. I had $800 to my name. I was living month to month. I stayed with a Balinese family, and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. It was everything I could have wanted at that time. But I wanted so badly to go to all these workshops and classes that were going on. And I wanted to sign up for yoga teacher training, but it was so expensive. And, you know, I would look at the prices on the menu and like calculate, can I get this? But I don't know, because I want to save up for that. And, you know, money was on my mind all the time because I was there with not that much of it, and everything made a difference. And I went from staying at one homestay, and when I ended up staying for a few months longer, I had to move to another one, and I didn't have like hot water. I didn't have a shower. I didn't have a lot of things. I got dengue. I didn't have money to get medicine for it. So I realized then that my life is very different with and without money. And though I'm in Bali and the most beautiful place on earth, money is coming up all the time because the things I want to do cost money and they have value. So obviously the people who are teaching the workshops are not going to just teach the workshops for free. They need to create a living too. It's just how economy works no matter what. So I really made a promise to myself then that I would create value. I would create an income that gave me whatever I wanted, so I wouldn't have to worry about money anymore. It's not that I wanted a Ferrari. I have no interest in cars. I don't want a private jet. I don't want fancy clothes. I don't give a shit about fashion or designer bags or anything. I just want to not worry about money anymore. I just want to be able to eat whatever I want at a restaurant and not look at the prices. I just want to be able to sign up for yoga teacher training and do a one-on-one with that person and hear about this amazing healer and try them out and get massages when I want. I just want to be able to live life in a natural way without having to think about money all the time, you know? But just to get there, it requires a massive up-leveling. You know, if I was going to keep playing it small, keep doing, you know, these one-off consultations and always think, oh, I don't know if anyone's going to pay me for Ayurveda stuff. I don't know if I'm ever going to get my book published. I don't really know if that's going to make money or if I have to get a corporate job again and blah, 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 blah. All of these stupid, you know, restrictions that I had placed for myself in my mind because I was not thinking for myself, but letting society and other people think for me. That is what kept me away from this dream. But I really made an affirmation to myself that I'm going to create an income on my terms, and it's going to be through helping people. I don't want to make money off of hurting people, of course, and I don't want to make it off of, you know, selling something that they don't need, like a pair of shoes or a bag. I want to make my money making people's lives better. I want them to be excited about paying me. I want them to, whatever it is they paid me for, whether it's my book or a workshop that I'm running or a program that I'm doing or a retreat, whatever it is, I want them to think, holy shit, every single dollar was worth that and then some. That's how I wanted my money to be made. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, that sounds like a dream come true. And wow, this like incredible bird just flew by me, which is just saying that if you're listening to this, it's not. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. And you can make an income, an abundant amount of income, doing what you love while helping people. And this is not a fantasy. This is not you being a Vata head in the clouds person. This is keeping it real AF. Like, I'm telling you the truth. If you get creative, if you get diligent, and if you rest and re-nourish, you utilize your Vata creativity, Pitta execution, Kapha reevaluation, you can create a business that fills you up and fills up the world. So I want to talk a little bit about like what created this shift in my mind. And I've spoken about this before on episode 40 something about financial self-care, why abundance is a mindset that you need to have. And a lot of us, especially those of us on spiritual paths, we hold this belief that money is the root of all evil. Or more money, more problems. Money doesn't buy happiness. You can't buy love. You know, all of these things about how money is actually something that we shouldn't want to have. And in order to be happy and spiritual and enlightened, we should have no desire for money, right? I'm here to tell you that money absolutely can buy happiness. It won't necessarily, but it can. And I know that sounds really crazy and really controversial, so hear me out. Money can make the difference of you being sick and being able to go to the hospital and get care or not. Money can make the difference of your kids having new clothes to wear to school or not. Money can make the difference between you working this horrible 9-to-5 or waitressing job that tears you apart, but you're doing it for the dollar bills, or doing something that maybe takes a little bit more time, but you have the nest egg so you can pursue that creative endeavor. Money makes the difference between staying in a shack with no running water, and even though that was great, this is a bit of an upgrade, and the only difference is the money. I honestly didn't even know places like this existed in Bali 4 years ago. And the good thing about being happy wherever you are is like, I was still so happy there, and it was some of the best times of my life. But I didn't know places like this even existed. It was past my periphery because I didn't have that vision of what my life could really look like. You know, I had a knowing this, oh, I'm going to be abundant one day, but I didn't really feel into what that would create for me. And I'm here to tell you that money is a fucking game changer. It allows you the freedom to buy a flight anywhere you want in the world. Go on tripadvisor.com, look up the best hotel there, whatever it is you want. And I'm not talking about a fancy hotel. Like, this hotel looks like you're camping, and it is beyond beautiful in a natural and simplistic way. But in this day and age, to go back to simple requires
money.
So money doesn't mean sports cars and Louboutins and whatever else it is. To live an abundant life with healthy food and with, you know, self-care and going to workshops and just really filling up your cup, that requires money. So money can absolutely bring happiness. I mean, if you don't believe money can bring happiness, then you obviously are either one, really in denial, or two, haven't had money, you know? Because when you have it and you didn't have it and you see just the difference in your freedom and the opportunities available to you and the amount your business can grow, it's outstanding. You know, when you don't have money, you have to do it all yourself. I was my photographer, manager, graphic designer, web developer. I was everything in my business. And I'm so grateful for it. Because of that, I learned the ropes and I learned how to do all of these things that I wouldn't have been able to do. But now that I'm creating income, I can hire a graphic designer and hire a podcast editor and hire someone to do the things that I really don't want to do and I'm not very good at. It allows your business to grow and it allows you the space and freedom to one, do what you love, but two, create more wealth for yourself. So money is not something we should be ashamed of wanting. Money is energy. It's like being ashamed of wanting energy. Of course you want energy. It's like you want oxygen, you want water, you want the elements, and money is just one of the energies of our human society in 2018. It wasn't always the case. We've had times and civilizations where there was no money, but money in itself is 20,000 years old. So money is archaic and it's always existed because it allows us to assert the value for certain things. So having a desire for money is not something you should be ashamed of. It means you value yourself and you value your time. It means you are worth staying in a beautiful villa with a private infinity pool and eating all the raw vegan food and getting a massage and waking up to a bed of flowers and taking a rose petal bath. It means that you are worth it. So drop the guilt about wanting money. I see so many people, they're like, oh, you know, for me, it's not about the money. I just want to help people. Of course, you should just want to help people. But the only way you can help people is if you make money. You know, how much are you going to help people when you can't stand up on your own two feet? I see so many people, oh, I want to help empower women. Are you empowered yourself? I want to help women be free. Are you free? We can't help people with something that we don't have ourselves. And the moment that we get that, like the moment that I'm here freaking looking around and seeing like, holy shit, my life has transformed and upgraded because of the amount of time and effort I've put into reevaluating my finances. It is like my karmic duty right now to share this with you. Because just like when I was sick and I figured out how to become healthy and I discovered Ayurveda, I want to share that with you. And now that I figured out this entrepreneurship, finances, abundance stuff, I'm like, I want to share this with you. So making money doesn't mean you're going to forget about everyone in your life, that you're going to become too cool for school, that you're going to change into a bad person, that it's all you're going to care about. It is just a magnifying glass of who you are. If you are a greedy person, you're just going to become even greedier. But that greedy person was still greedy when they were dead broke. And if you are an abundant and generous person, having more money is just going to give you more opportunities to become an abundant and generous person. It's going to give you more opportunities to give on a larger scale. Yesterday in Bali, it was my sponsor daughter, Shreymas in Cambodia. It was her fourth birthday. And I talked about this in the financial self-care episode that I did last December. I really need to do more of these. But the moment that I started to generate income, the first thing I did was sponsor this girl from Cambodia. And I pay for her school, her education, her family. And it's like $150 a month. It's not that much at all. And yesterday we Skyped and it was her fourth birthday. And like, I wanted to cry so much, but I didn't want to because it was her birthday. And I wanted to obviously smile and laugh and sing ABC and happy birthday to her. But the fact that this girl is going to school now because I stepped up to my A game is insane. The fact that her parents got to move out of a dumpster where they all lived, picking up trash, getting hepatitis C, getting filled with diseases because that was the only source of income they had. And now, because I've sponsored them, they live in this home that's provided for them by the Cambodian Children's Fund, which I highly recommend. And not only did it pull her out of there, but it pulled her whole family and it's changed all of their livelihoods. And this year, I want to sponsor 5 kids. So thinking that money is going to make you greedy is really being small-minded and honestly ignorant. You're being ignorant to how much money changes people's lives. It makes the difference between Shrey Moss living in a dumpster and going to school and being sung happy birthday to by someone across the world and her family being out of poverty. And it's a commitment that I'm going to make for the rest of her life. And you can too. Having money allows you the freedom to not depend on someone else, to not wait to ask your husband, to ask your dad, to ask whoever it is that you may be getting money from. Oh, can I do this? Can I do that? Is that okay? And I'm not talking about, there are some rich people who have a lot of money, but they're still depending on other people. And that's not what I'm talking about at all, because they are still not free. They're still dependent on other people. And I can tell you damn well that it tastes so much sweeter to be able to afford your own food and your own rent and your own bills and your own everything than it is to depend on someone else. It is a whole other flavor and a whole other ballgame. Being able to depend on yourself is female empowerment. There is no female empowerment if we do not talk about money. If all we want to do is sit in the kitchen and braid each other's hair and do all of these things, which are great and beautiful, like I have a freaking cookbook coming out. But if we don't talk about this business stuff, and if we think that's dirty, that's icky, I don't want to think about that. I want to keep my vibe high. Then we are only going to remain shadows of who we can become. So drop any guilt that you want to make money. Money should be on the top of your mind. Absolutely should. Because with that money, you can help more people. You can help yourself. You can create a business that will change people's lives. You can make a difference on the vibration of this planet. You can donate and save trees, save the ocean, whatever your cause is. You can do that if you have money. If you don't have money, yes, you can pick up trash from the ocean and pick up from the forest. And those are all beautiful things. And you should still do that even when you do have money. But you're not going to be able to freaking buy a rainforest and save it from being demolished. There are bigger ways we can give when we step up our money game. So I really want you, honestly, to practice saying, I want money. I want wealth. Money is beautiful. I deserve money. Money feels good. Money comes naturally to me. I am flowing with money. I am swimming in a swimming pool of money. I take showers and money comes out of the faucet. Everything I do creates money. I love to give money to people and people love to give money to me. I love to hire people and people want to hire me. I am in the flow of money. Money, 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 money. Like, keep on saying that until it stops becoming a weird word for you. And when you are able to really observe the power that money has and what you can do with it, you begin to shift your actions to fall in alignment with the things that are going to create you wealth. A lot of us, we waste our time doing things that we easily could have created a business around. And this is something I'm definitely going to start talking more about, because as I'm here in Bali, by the way, my book is about Ayurvedic entrepreneurship. So as I'm here writing this, I'm realizing, holy crap, you can make a business around anything. You can make a business around you wanting to teach self-love to people, around you wanting to give Ayurvedic massages. You can create a business around anything. All it takes is creativity. And then with that creativity, honing it down through your pitta into a business and then taking action and being realistic and being grounded and not thinking people are going to come to you for all of their life's problems the first reason you got started, but really noticing like, okay, I'm here. I'm going to take the next step. And you might have the flashlight, but it doesn't mean you have to see the end of the tunnel. You're just taking that next step forward and you're in constant movement and motion and you're in the pitta. And it also takes the relaxation and the nourishment and in the middle of work, buying a plane ticket and staying in a hut to like really reevaluate and really rethink where you want your business to go and what that next step is. This is all part of the business process. And something I'm going to definitely be talking about more. What's really coming through is to do a live event around this, probably in Los Angeles because it's where I live, and doing a live event that's going to help people really figure out, one, what is their message? What is their dharma? What is that thing that they really want to do and put out there? But then two, how do I create a business around it? How do I create an online business? How do I create a website? How do I do a coaching service? How do I make a podcast? How do I get a book deal? What's the difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing? How do I get PR? How do I market myself? What's my social media strategy? Because these are things that like I've had to just learn on my own, and I wish I had gone to a program or something that would have taught me. And looking back on it, the only reason why I didn't get help was because I didn't have money. You know, I knew there were coaches out there, business coaches that could have helped me. I knew that there were events like this, but since I wasn't creating enough value, and if you're not creating money, you're not making value. That's money is value. I wasn't making enough value, so I couldn't afford these things. So I want to create something for people who are like ready to step up, ready to not see wealthy as a curse word, ready to really do the work, do the dharma, not think that spirituality is something disassociated with money, but the two are intrinsically connected. So this is something I really want to do. And it's also a major shift that I want to bring into my work and bring into my podcast because, you know, right now I'm teaching my Doshas and Dharma program, and our weekly Q&As, I'm talking about this all the time and I'm seeing what value it creates for people. And in the Doshas and Dharma program, just talking about this stuff, has one person got a $15,000 grant by the state of California to do sound bowlings in local areas, and another $10,000 grant to do more sound baths and healings. You know, someone is starting an Ayurvedic retreat center in Greece, another one in Mexico, another one in Virginia, another one in Pennsylvania. People are becoming life coaches, health coaches, yoga teachers, all sorts of things. Like, it's insane that when I see these beautiful souls just get a little bit of guidance and a little bit of a push, the businesses that can unfold. And creating a business takes it out of just yourself and it helps other people. Because when you step up to your dharma and create a wellness center, not only are you bringing value to yourself, but to all of the people that attend the wellness center. When you step up and you get a $25,000 grant to do sound bowls, think about all of the people that you're going to be giving sound bowls to. That's going to totally shift their vibration, the way that they react to their families and the way that their family dynamics are and the way that the kids react in school and then the way that their friends are. And it creates this ripple effect. So I'm really feeling called to teach more about business because it helps more than just you listening. It helps everyone that is connected to you. And through business, we create true value. You know, my grandfather was one of the first entrepreneurs in Iran in the Middle East. And since connecting with him, and I spoke about this on the podcast, like last year, I did automatic writing and I connected with him. And my business has radically shifted since. And I really feel his guidance and I feel his presence on really helping me like understand entrepreneurship and how can you take something that may have never been a business before and turn it into a business. And I'm truly seeing that I really have a knack of like being able to look at different situations and seeing like, okay, how can this become an actual viable business? How can you create different revenue streams? How can this become sustainable? How can you scale? Like, this stuff is literally flowing through me right now, and it's for a reason. And you're listening to this for a reason. So I'm really excited to guide you and teach you more about this in coming podcast episodes, live workshops, programs, speeches, everything. But where it starts with is just changing your relationship with what money means to you. Not feeling guilty about wanting it. Not feeling like you're going to be a sellout if you start wanting money. Not feeling like that makes you any less spiritual or any less high vibe. And really seeing money as the currency that will naturally come to you when you become your highest self. Because when you become your highest self, people gravitate to you. People want your medicine. People are like, please, how can I work with you? Just please, just tell me how much, how can I possibly work with you? Like, you're going to have people knocking on your door, like, please let me work with you in some capacity. You're going to have people who are begging for your products. Your products are going to get sold out because they're creating such value. So money is not something that is delineating you from your path. It can be. I'm not going to say all money is equal. There's a difference between, you know, doing something that's shady for money or doing something that totally feels wrong or icky or not in alignment for money. I am in no way advocating that. I'm not saying get rich or die trying. I'm not 50 Cent here, though I may be actually in disguise. I am saying to create money in the way that makes you the most authentic version of yourself. Create the programs and services you wish you had. Be the type of leader you wish that could have led you. Create a reality that has never existed before. With that, the money will flow. There will never, ever, ever be the question again about whether you can pay those bills or whether you can go on that vacation or pay for that nice item off the raw vegan menu. It's not even going to be on your mind because you're going to have bigger fish to fry and the universe is going to be like, okay, you're creating so much value. Money is just coming to you and you're going to be focused on how can I expand? How can I hire more people? I have now too many people who want to work with me, too many people who want to, you know, join this. And now I need more people. And hiring people, guys, is the best thing that you can do. Like I hired my first assistant in January and it's been a game changer. And now I have interns and oh my God, like what? I didn't even know this existed. I thought everyone had to do everything on their own. And now I can be like, hey, can you do this? Can you look into that? It's insane. It's amazing, guys. Like if you've never had someone that like works for you before, it's a freaking game changer. And not only is it a game changer for me, but for them, you know, like they don't have to work these jobs that they don't want to work. They get to work for someone that they like. And I give them all so much freedom to do the things that they want to do. And keep in mind that not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. Not everyone wants to go out and create something of their own. A lot of people actually don't want to do that. And that's totally okay too. We can't all be entrepreneurs. So by you stepping up into your role as an entrepreneur, you also afford people the jobs who may not want to, or perhaps are using that as a stepping stone to become one. And you are being the boss that you wish you had. Like we've all had bad bosses before, like people who straight up suck and you feel awkward and nervous and like scared near them. You can change that. You can be the most rad boss of all time. And people will love working with you. And the people that work with you are your friends and your team. And you understand them. And if they need a vacation or whatever, you give it to them. And you can create that reality for other people. And that is such a game changer. So do your money mantras. Talk about how you want money. Think about money. Feel the money. And I'm so excited to talk more about this with you. And I do have an upcoming course, which I'll be speaking about in the coming weeks, called Sex Money Magic. And this is a course with my friend, Alexandra Roxo. And we're going to be talking all about the sacral chakra. That's the second chakra. It's in charge of pleasure, abundance, creativity. So we're going to be talking all about how sexual energy is the same as creative energy, which is the same as abundance energy. And how when you get the three in alignment, you become really a vehicle for higher consciousness that moves through you. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be doing an interview with her, which you'll be hearing. We'll talk more about it. And if you're not following me on Instagram, that's where I'm posting everything. It's the best place to stay connected with me, especially my Instagram stories. I share a lot there. And my Instagram is at I am Sahara Rose. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are excited to get your money right. So if you loved this episode, be sure to join us on the Awaken Your Powers Masterclass, where we'll be talking all about abundance. Again, head over to my website, iamsaharoserose.com. You'll see the Awaken Your Powers Masterclass with Shaman Durek. And we are so stoked to have you. And again, don't forget to pre-order your copy of my book, Eat, Feel Fresh, available available on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Save your receipt so I'll be able to offer you all the pre-order bonuses I have waiting for you. And if you loved this episode, I would love to send you the first half of my unreleased book, never to be released book. Well, I don't know. I'll never say never, but it has no release date so far. It's called Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. And it is transitioned to my Eat Right for Your Body Type 12-week program, which you can find on my website, iamsaharaRose.com. So I will send the first half to you for free, over 70 pages of amazing Ayurvedic meets modern nutritional science information. All you got to do is leave a review for this podcast on the iTunes store. Just go on the iTunes store, look up ratings and reviews, leave a beautiful review for me, screenshot it, and email it over to me at Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you back, free of charge, the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Thank you guys so much for being here, and I'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.